You're tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, we live in a world where, I don't know, it's dominated by people who, I don't know, they seem to call themselves experts and, you know, professionals and things like that. People claim to be advisors and specialists, everything under the sun. When it comes to something like singing, though, I don't know, maybe the sort of person who likes to sing in the bath or in the shower, or maybe set yourself loose, yeah, on a karaoke at a wedding or something wild like that, yeah? But here at Newham, there's some local people who've decided to get together and they have formed a choir. So here to tell us something about singing, we're joined out live in the studio by Sheila Cataldi and Cynthia Adejayan from the Newham Super Choir. Sheila and Cynthia, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Newham Super Choir, how does that work? Couldn't you just tell us, Newham Super Choir, I mean, couldn't you tell us about it?
Yes, well, it was founded about a year ago from community choirs within Newham. And before we were called the Newham Elders, but we didn't think that name was really appropriate.
No, we don't need that, do we?
And so
we don't want to get ourselves labelled,
no.
Do we?
Yeah. So the name Newham Super Choir evolved.
I prefer that. What do you reckon? What do you reckon to that, Sophie? Do you prefer the super?
Yeah, super choir. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah, yeah, I think it's super people doing
course,
a super choir. I mean, how many people are involved in this? I mean,
oh, we've got at the moment we may have about 20, 25.
Oh, really? Oh, you're fair old size.
Yeah, and we need more people.
Okay.
We need more people.
Okay.
You know, we meet on Tuesdays at Beckton, 10:30.
Okay, Beckton, whereabouts in Beckton?
Beckton Community Centre.
Centre, right. Yes.
At 10:30 every Tuesday.
Right.
And we need some, especially the men. We don't seem to have.
Oh, where's it? You're going to start having a go at us men now, are you?
Yes,
that's what you think.
Yes,
you come along here to New Sound Radio, and all you're going to do is start shouting, having a go. But what's it? Is it mainly women then?
We have more women than men.
Okay.
You know,
why do you think
could
that?
Do it. Well, the men.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think they're more reserved in a way.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. I think it happens with most choirs, actually, that you get more ladies than men.
I think that's right. That's been my experience when I've seen them.
Yes.
Yeah. It could be as well. I think it's quite difficult for the blokes. How many blokes you got in the choir?
Four or five. I think.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's okay, because sometimes if you just get one or two.
There used to be one or two.
Oh, right, they feel a bit intimidated, don't they?
Gradually getting some more, I think.
Yeah, they feel like they're in a room full of women and they think, oh my God.
Yes,
you know, like,
well, sort of thing. It's only natural.
terrifying. Okay, so you got men, you got women, and what, you all of a certain age, shall we say?
Oh, yes, over 50s.
Okay, over 50s,
yes,
okay.
Over 50s.
Okay, that counts
me,
I'm afraid.
People,
yes. We're all young at heart.
Young at heart. I think that's the important thing, isn't it? There is sort of like, because I have been down to one of your sessions. It was a few years ago. And I think it was when it was, you had a different name to it, things like that. But there was an energy there. I think there was something important to that. There's an energy that kind of keeps going.
Yeah.
But what is it you like? What is it either of you like about singing? What is it that you like about singing? What is it?
It just seems to motivate you, to rejuvenate you, make you feel better generally. And it's much better singing in a choir than on your own. You get more out of it. It just feels much more natural to sing with a group of people than singing alone in the bathroom or where have you.
Yeah, I mean, cause it goes back, I mean, it goes for, you know, centuries, thousands of years, isn't it? People have always been sitting around the campfire, if you like, going back, and they would always be singing when there'd always been music.
Yes.
I mean, what made you get involved in it, Cynthia?
Well, for me, I retired and I was looking for different things to do, volunteering here, there and everywhere. And somebody suggested a choir, you know, choir or dancing. Well, I'm not a dancer. I don't know my left from right, so
I don't like dancing. I can't sing, I can't dance.
So I thought singing would be the better of the two. So I joined the choir.
Had you done any singing before? Or?
Yes, locally, when I was a teenager at home, you know, you sing at the church choir. That's, you know, sort of thing, you know.
So
but nothing much, you know. But, you know, I do enjoy this choir because apart from singing, you meet different people and you have a chat, you know. And
there's that social aspect to it. Yeah, people come together to do sort of like to do things and things like that. So what actually happens at these sessions? Okay, somebody comes along there, they've never been, I'm just people trying to picture it at home. Yeah, what actually happens? Do you learn, do you have singing lessons or do you?
Well, initially we have a sort of warm up. We do some breathing exercises, some scales to warm up our voices, and we learn how to breathe and how to relax as well. And that's really very useful when you come to sing. And then we'll go through a piece, you know. Sometimes we have sheet music, sometimes we don't. It just depends on
what
we're
doing. Oh, do you have to
read music? Not at all. It's just there to help us with the phrasing and the notes, and also whether it's loud or soft. You just need it there, you know, for some pieces of music to sing properly.
And what sort of music do you do? What sort of music songs do you sing?
Sofra, who is in charge of the group, she's a soprano and she's an operatic singer.
Oh, right. Okay, so, very highbrow, that sounds to me.
So she teaches the class, and she teaches us, as Sheila said, all the moves, you know, the exercises,
right?
And then she brings the music in, you know. In fact, if somebody joins for the first time, you introduce them to the class, and then they gradually get into it, because we sing classical, we don't sing opera, we sing classical things, you know.
Would it be songs that people would know as well?
Songs that people would know.
Go on, give an example.
Bubbles?
Yeah, Bubbles is our theme song.
Bubbles.
I'm Forever Blow.
That's our theme song.
I can sing that.
That's our theme song.
That's our sort of signature tune.
Right, okay,
We sing that. But
I tell you what, you should play for the team as well at the moment. They're not doing very well, are they? They're not doing very well.
We sing... We sing all the classical,
Berkeley Square,
We sing the 40s medley. With, you know, 40s violin.
Oh, right, okay, those sort of Second World War type things. Okay,
We sing Rhythm of Life. We do a lot of wrongs as well.
Oh, that's quite
Rhythm
difficult.
And it's quite challenging.
Tricky,
quite tiring.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't just do the easy stuff?
No,
it's quite challenging.
Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, that's one of our favourites.
Which one was that?
It's from... Nabucco, an opera, Italian opera by Verdi.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a lovely chorus.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Yeah. Well, this sounds quite a mix of things.
Yeah, a mix of things.
I mean, everything from opera to I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Yeah. I mean, you can't get a much bigger range than that.
I'm from Miserables. Sings tunes from the cinema and from the shows.
Yes,
it's quite a mixed, yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, yes, we did that from Sunrise, sunset.
Yes.
Do you think singing? Do you think anyone can sing, or is it like there's certain people who can sing, or can anybody learn to sing? Or
anybody who wants to sing is welcome. You know, if they love singing, come along.
Yeah.
Because you know, it doesn't really matter your level, you know, or anything. We just want you to come along and enjoy yourself.
And have a go.
Yeah.
And that's what we always like at New Zealand Radio 90s. Yeah. People are prepared to say, I tell you what, I don't care, I'm going to go and have a go.
Rather than sitting at home, you sit at home, you know, when you're old, retired, nothing to do, you go down the shops and come back and, you look forward to Tuesdays because,
you
know, we
definitely
have fun. We, you know.
I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Can you remember the first time you ever went? Was it a bit nerve-wracking the first time you ever went? You know, so, you know, you're going somewhere new. You've never been there before.
Well, when I went, which was in April 2009, there were four of us, so I didn't feel quite so bad.
It's easier in a way. If you go with a friend. That's a good way of doing it.
They weren't friends, but we became friends. And it was just after the Easter break, so, you know, it was a good time to join, really.
And Cynthia, can you remember?
Yeah, I went to, because this was, they went to the Vicarage Lane choir. That's a different one. But I started with the Newham Choir. You know, we had a local, something run by the Newham Council.
Okay.
And for the schools and different places. And I started at Field Centre. And we were five. We had a pianist, Tim, who is our pianist, and Sofra, and there were five people there, and you got in. Neither of us knew anybody. Anybody
it's always difficult, isn't it? I'm just saying, for someone who's the first time I ever go along there. But you're a friendly bunch, though.
That's it.
It's nothing worse than you go along somewhere and you're, like, you're just sitting in the corner and you think,
No, I wouldn't get that in our choir.
What I'm just thinking is, you've got a concert coming up as well, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Go on, tell us about that. Come on.
Newham Super Choir. Their concert is on Saturday, the 8th of February at 7 p.m. at Durning Hall.
Durning Hall.
And it's free.
It's free.
Absolutely free to come along to. Free. Come along there, and you could. I'd tell you what, that probably, if somebody was just thinking of joining, it'd be a good thing to come along to see.
Absolutely.
And then you could meet people, see what you're doing, and meet some people. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That's all happened here at Durning Hall in Earlham Grove, just round the corner from Forest Gate Station, people who don't know it, And I said on Saturday, the 8th of February, 7 o'clock. And it's completely, you don't get much for nothing,
it's
do
free,
you?
No.
Absolutely.
It's free, it's free.
No, that's absolutely great. And I'm just thinking, how could people contact you? You've got a website, I think, haven't you? For people who do such things.
It's www.newhamsuperchoir.org.
I see, it's all one word, newhamsuperchoir, all one word, .org, And you've got a telephone number as well?
Yes.
Which we'll give at the end again, but go on, you can give it to us now.
Yes, this is Sofra's number, it's 07930-570-687.
And people can phone that number as well in case they don't do that. And they can go along there, and it's Sofra is the person to speak to. And she's great. Actually, I've met her before. She's really bubbling, got loads of energy, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she energises us.
Yeah, she gets you going. She's taskmaster, a bit of a taskmaster.
No. In a nice way.
I think she's, absolutely, she's good. She's quite focused and things like that. And she's good.
She knows her craft.
She does. And she's an amazing singer herself, isn't she? Okay. I tell you,
or you just walk into Beckton Community Centre on a Tuesday morning.
On a Tuesday morning?
Yes.
On a Tuesday, half past ten. Just pop in.
Just pop in.
Okay, you don't have to book in.
No booking. Okay. Just pop in, and the receptionist would show you
where we are. Yeah, and the way you go from
You'll
there.
You'll hear us, hopefully.
I tell you what, we've got to go to the break now. Before we do that, I'm going to ask you both the same question, which is, what makes singing so important to you, and why other people, do you think other people should get involved in? What do you think? I'll ask you first of all, Sheila,
I just feel it benefits your health generally. It makes you feel better mentally. It helps you forget your problems. When you're singing, you don't think about anything else. You're just there singing away, and it's much better when you do it with other people.
Brilliant. I think that's fantastic. And how about yourself, Cynthia?
Well, singing relaxes me. I especially the words of songs, most of the songs coming from the Empire, you learn all these things on the radio, songs. And I sort of listen to words. Yeah. And every time I sing something, it brings back memories of my childhood,
Yes.
Oh, where did I hear that first? Yeah. Which, when the radio was on, where did you hear, Que sera, sera. Every time I hear that, I think, Doris Day, going to the pictures, things like that, or the old 40s medleys. Well, I was born around that time, hear all these songs, and they bring back memories of childhood for me, they make me happy.
Sheila and Cynthia from the Newham Super Choir, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But I'll tell you what, you will stay, won't you? Because after the break, we've got a special report on bats, in East London, And so stay tuned for that. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Energy price slashed. The uplifting drink.